This is Bruin Radio, a weekly student show from Brookings Harbor High School on the Wild Rivers Coast. By tuning into our show, you're getting the latest news, interviews, music, poetry, and more from the outstanding Bruins of Brookings Harbor High School. We are happy to broadcast on KCIWLP in Brookings, Oregon on 100.7 FM.
This is Bruin News. I'm Mr. Perfect Cell, and this is...
Bridget Mitchell.
And Bryant Koenig.
Don't touch that dial.
Many of the seniors of Brookings Harbor High School are college-bound and proud. During College Applications Week, not too long ago, students in their 12th year received assistance applying to varieties of higher education institutions. A total of 38 students applied to schools such as...
Oregon State University.
University of Oregon.
Northwest Nazarene.
North Carolina University.
Oregon Institute of Technology.
Portland State University.
Portland Community College.
Southwest Oregon Community College.
Students were assisted by school staff, school board members, mentors, and local volunteers. Thank you to those who came by and helped out.
Former Olympian and OSU football player Jess Lewis visited the high school last week and spoke to our freshmen and sophomores. Students from other classes also had the opportunity to attend his motivational speech. To learn more about Jess Lewis, search for the article about him by Oregon Live entitled Jess Lewis and the Fight for His Life. Vice Principal Alex Merritt also had the opportunity to grab a quick interview as well. Let's listen.
This is Alex Merritt, Assistant Principal of Brookings Harbor High School, here with Jess Lewis, former Olympian and OSU football player. Jess, what brings you to Brookings Harbor High School today?
Well, Coach, I want to help. I call everyone Coach, for instance.
I'll take it.
It's pretty safe there. But I come here to help the folks hopefully prevent some drug activity and to encourage young people to... stay away from drugs.
That's a great message, especially for high schoolers, because it's such a critical time in their lives. Tell me about some of your experiences in athletics, because you use that as part of your story.
Yeah. Well, I was very fortunate, lucky, and to be in the Olympics, to be a All-American in football and wrestling, win national champions in wrestling. Had very good coaching, Coach Thomas, Coach DeAndros, Coach Villini, and very, very successful for activities, workout partners, and to be a champion, it's wonderful.
You were so lucky to have those experiences, and obviously you had some negative ones with drugs as well.
Yeah, it sure did, and I got started with marijuana and quite a few illegal drugs, and I had quite a drug activity with me and some good supply and whatever.
Yeah,
But so it was a real negative part of my life, real downfall, and I'm not real proud of that. But I've made it up to with people and the support people and trying to spread the message.
Yeah, and you're here sharing your message for kids. And I just sat in on a great assembly with you and our kids here at Brookings Harbor High School. And they asked some great questions. What drives you to come out and spread this message among young people?
I really care. I really care about what's going on in this community and state and the world, and the drug use is out of control again, I believe, and we got to get control of this. We got to raise their kids to be drug free mm-hmm. and understand the consequences of drugs.
Absolutely. I am 100% on board with your message. How many high schools have you spoken to?
I don't know. Over the years, I've spoken to probably 50 or so.
Yeah.
50
yeah.
or so. And it always changes. It's always different. There's always different questions. There's always an understanding to do more. And I cherish the time that I can get back on the circuit. I've been delinquent for a couple years here, medical issues, but now I'm trying to get back on the track here to prevention and find folks like the prevention team.
Well, I think that's great, and isn't it exciting to be influencing young people who are going to be the future of Oregon and the Oregon coast?
Exactly. So, that's the whole ball game. We need future leaders. We don't need future drug addicts, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And we really can support them and bring them up right.
I think that's a great note to end on.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you.
Jess Lewis.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
The speaker, Jess Lewis, did not ask for any payment for their work talking to our kids. They just feel that strongly about it. Thank you for visiting us, Jess Lewis.
The Computer Club had another awesome meeting last week. A school employee brought by a personal Android phone with problems, and students worked together to advise the employee, diagnose the issues, and repair those issues. A phone that was giving error messages and complaining about its memory became, through hard work and IT knowledge, a working phone once again. The students are also continuing to repair a MacBook laptop with a failing hard drive. When you've been tasked to fix a problem, sometimes you have to report bad news. No matter what, a technician has to be honest about what's going on with a project, even if the news is bad. Luckily, there are some ways forward to get the MacBook working again. To find out what the club will do with this MacBook with a problem, stop by and visit. The Computer Club meets every Wednesday after school in Mr. Tipman's classroom. We'll see you there.
You enter a room during your lunch break. A man with a shaved head welcomes you. You've entered the Tabletop RPG Club.
That's right. The D&D Club has evolved into its final form. The Tabletop RPG Club. For those of you who may not know, RPG stands for role-playing game. The club plans on playing tabletop games such as Dungeons and Dragons. Game is based on the Fate system, the Dread Horror RPG, and a variety of other pencil and paper systems. The club meets every Thursday during lunch, and after school on Thursdays until 4:30 p.m. They are open and accepting of both veteran RPers and people who just want to check it out. Their goal is to build a safe, creative, and fun club for everyone. Interested? Stop by any time to say hi and see what dice they're rolling on Thursdays.
Did you know that the Bruin Coffee Cave has an Instagram account? And if you use Instagram, you have to go and check it out. Track them down. See what I did there? Track. Track them down at Bruin_coffee_cave and watch for #ProtectTheCave. You'll see awesome new pictures and learn about great deals. And you'll get a first look at upcoming coffee and tea promos. So go check it out.
Stop eating food in the gym. You can't have your food in the gym. You keep leaving garbage all over the gym. Throw it in the garbage, not on the gym floor. Please. Thanks.
Don't you dare make me have to throw you into the trash like you do with all of our gym stuff. And you trash everything. How dare you? You just leave all your trash everywhere in our gym. What's wrong with you?
Tardies are looking a little better, but we're not quite where we want to be. We have room for improvement. Wednesday was the lowest day yet with only 49 tardies. Over the quarter, it was our freshmen who had the lowest tardy rate. Great work, freshmen. Let's encourage all students to make class early, before the bell rings. We can do it, Bruins.
Woo!
Nice.
What's a tip that we can give people to get to class on time?
I don't know.
Wake up early enough.
I'm just coming to school. Like, it's not hard.
Don't be a loser.
Bring all materials with you and don't have to stop at your locker every day.
I got it.
Or every period.
Talk to your teacher.
Buy me Dutch Bros.
True.
That's not an actual tag. I just want Dutch Bros.
Make sure you get your coffee in the morning.
I have nothing else but bring materials.
The Video Game Design Club meets every Thursday after school in Mr. Tittman's classroom. If you are interested in developing video games, or just criticizing them and tearing them to shreds, stop by and see what we're up to.
Last Thursday, LGBTQ Plus Alliance Club has started to head towards their goal, promoting equal bathroom privileges by trying to put trash cans into the male bathrooms. Now for the definition on Miss P's wall. The definition for this week is genderqueer. A person who does not subscribe to conventional gender's distinctions, but identifies as either gender. The music club had its first meetings last week, and there is room for this awesome club to grow. All types of music are welcome at this relaxed, informal club. Anyone can come and listen to music or jam on an instrument. At their most recent meeting, they played a little karaoke and had some fun conversations. The music club meets every Wednesday after school and every Thursday at lunch.
We've got the scoop on the travel club, headed up by Mrs. Tara Kleiser. The travel club's goal is to instill a wanderlust in students from grades 9 to 12 that can show Bruin pride in and out of school. Students that show good character will be able to attend trips. The planned 2018 Travel Club trip leads to Florence and Rome in Italy and to Greece. Students will have the opportunity to see the Duomo, the Vatican, the Colosseum, the Sistine Chapel, and Delphi. The planned 2019 trip leads to Belize in South America. That trip might involve cave tubing, hiking to Mayan ruins, and snorkeling. Students can make a request for where the club might travel to in the future, and the advisor, Mrs. Kleiser, can look into it. Students who want to learn more can drop by Mrs. Kleiser's class in room 107, right at the beginning of lunch. They can also check out the following website, bhnavigators.weebly.com.
Last week was a short week for the students of our high school, and so is this week. This Saturday, the 11th of November, is Veterans Day. Students and staff have a holiday on Friday of this week in honor of this day. Veterans Day has its roots in the commemoration of
Armistice
Day, a celebration event which marks the end of hostilities in World War I back in the late 1910s.
Armistice
Day evolved into Veterans Day in 1954 through a proclamation by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. On Veterans Day in particular, we at Bruin Radio thank the veterans in our community and the veteran men and women that currently work as staff at our own Brookings Harbor School District.
Thanksgiving break is coming up this month. Students and staff will not be expected to come to school on the week of the 20th to the 24th.
So students at Bruin Radio, what do you think Thanksgiving is all about?
It's about togetherness and family and food and, you know, and just being together and food, but mostly food and family, but food also. Food. It's about food. Food.
Also comes with the lots of sleeping that happens after you eat all that food. It's almost like a food coma. It's a lot of nice sleeping. You get a lot of sleep in time. It's so great because there's no school to interrupt all that sleeping.
Don't forget about having to catch up on all of your college work. The college classes is kicking my butt. I need help. Somebody help me.
RIP headphone users.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
You're about to hear Jeremy Pettinger's original work, Song of Cirrus, created using Tone Matrix by Audio Tool.
Did you know that our powerful poetry segment is how Bruin Radio got its start? It was only a few years ago in a partnership between high school teacher Dr. Michelle Mitchell Faust and Curry Coast Community Radio that the first high school student radio shows were recorded. The intro and outro music you hear is the original work of Derek Thomas Dew, who donated some of his trip-hop tunes to the show. Let's get right into it!
This is The Best Place to Be by Brookings Harbor High School student Shellen Collins. There is wind blowing in your face, and you can see things in the water. And there is seaweed in the water. You can play in the water, but you have to wash off, though. And you can watch it, too, and you can sit on it, too, and enjoy it. And you can rest on it, and you can leave footprints behind you, and there are rocks there. The best place to be.
In the Fall, written by an anonymous Brookings Harbor High School student. The grass was soft under my cleats. There were other kids in jerseys and other coaches. I can smell sweat and body odor. I can taste sweat, water, and Gatorade. I hear the sound of pads hitting and the sound of kids panting. There were hundreds of parents there to watch their kids play.
My Special Place by Mitchell Ramirez. When you walk in, you smell apple spice freshener. You see a dog on top of the bed sheets. You hear a TV playing a funny movie. You taste food that is being eaten. You feel the fluffiness of the blankets on the bed. Then you hear the laughter coming from the TV. You hear the dog barking from the knocking on the door. You feel the bed shaking from the dog jumping off the bed.
My Special Place by Faith App. Salt in the air, waves crashing on the sand, tall waves, short waves, brings in driftwood to the shore and pushes it onto the sand. The seals and sea lions swim through the water, seagulls flying in the sky and on the ground. Salty water on my lips, hot and wet sand by my feet.
Shinigami, a poem by an anonymous Brookings Harbor High School student. A traveler walks through the darkness and light. He destroys all that holds evil. He holds a flag of might and strikes terror in those who live unholy lives, the taste of dawn as he moves. He feels evil afoot. He hears the screams of death. He is numb and never cries. He is like a god amongst men, a god of death. He sees his reflection in the flag that he holds. He does not hold despair or grief for the lives that he has taken.
The special place where the water flows and the warm breeze blows, watching all the fish jump, listening for rapids, the birds chirping, with a warm coffee in one hand and a fishing pole in the other, with the sweet, sweet taste of a caramel mocha, the smell of fresh bait on the hook, waiting for a fish to bite.
My Thinking Place by Evelyn Vetterkelly. I lay there with my eyes closed, but my ears wide open. I hear the sound of swirling wind. I feel the warmth of the rocks as the sun beats down on my face. The sun is brighter than ever before. In the distance, I can hear baby birds calling out to their mother. The wind has a cold but warm bite to it. I can hear the water as it hisses and tumbles down the bank. What a beautiful sound. What a calming feeling. This is why it is my favorite place to come and just think.
This is A Peaceful Place by Esperanza Ibarra. My feet sink into the ground every time I take a step. The water rapidly hitting the ground over and over again. The salty air flowing through the trees. People laughing and smiling when they walk with their dogs. People looking for little cool things on the ground. The sound of the seagulls flapping their wings in the blue sky. The sound of boats' horns. The artwork people leave to show others.
I am a death clock, ticking down the moments that you have left. I started, and I can stop. I will stop. It is a matter of my counting. I know how many ticks and talks remain. Put my true face on a Valentine's Day card and you'll gag. I'm all tubes and tough muscle and violently surging ventricles. I push around 5 liters of that red filth through your wretched, thankless meat machine every minute and I'm sick of it. You blame me for betrayal and pain when it's really that mad gray wrinkled thing upstairs that you might consider investigating. This circulatory circus has one ringleader, me, and I'm tired of whipping the elephants and shouting at the clowns. I'm tired of beating. I'm beaten. I quit. I am your heart. By Dane Tippman.
This is A Plant-Filled Kingdom by Emily Hoffman. The soft green ground crushes under my foot as I leave my imprint. Birds sing their sweet and loving song as they soar high into the sky. Flowers give off their sweet aroma, waiting for the workers to come. The great red giants stand tall and proud, knowing they are untouchable. I go to a once great giant and sit down, taking out a sweet snack. As I sit quietly listening to the birds' song and water rush along the rocks, I think to myself, oh, how I love this place.
I dwell in a deep, gurgling place behind your stomach, right in your core. Nestled darkly among the wet and turgid things keeping you alive. You keep me warm. You feed me blood. I don't think you know that I am here. My hormonal vomit is vital. You assault your system with food, and I turn into something useful. My digestive juices leak eternally into your ropey guts, breaking down the bread and the pasta and the other filth that you eat. I taste every midnight snack. I remember every failed diet. You will notice when I cease my work. I am your pancreas.
You're about to listen to an original composition by BHHS student Jeremy Penninger. This is his song Cave Beat, created with Tone Matrix by Audio Tool.
This is Cold in the Book by Touchless Remover. That was Cold in the Book, by friend of powerful poetry, Touchless Remover.
You've just heard Bruin Radio, a half-hour student-focused program brought to you by the students and staff of the Brookings Harbor High School, in partnership with Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. Content for this program is provided by the Brookings Harbor High School. To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.
This is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM.